Welcome to Boundless Bee Storytime, brought to you by the Coalition for Hemophilia B in partnership with Balancing Life's Issues. Today, we're listening to The Tree of Many Feelings. Once upon a time, there was a tree. A glorious maple tree in the middle of a field. One morning, the tree woke up to find the nice, warm sun beaming down on them. The sunshine felt good on their leaves, and the tree was happy. What does your happy face look like? What's something that makes you happy? Later in the afternoon, some clouds appeared in the sky. The tree no longer felt the warm sun on their leaves, and it began to rain ever so slightly. The tree was sad. What does your sad face look like? Was there a time where you felt sad? But that's okay. The tree closed their eyes and imagined that nice warm sun again. Soon, this rain will pass. But all of a sudden, the wind began to blow. The branches blew back and forth. The tree was surprised and even a bit scared. What does your scared face look like? Have you ever felt scared before? The tree took a few deep breaths like this. In and out. In and out. In and out. Thankfully, that storm, just like any storm, had moved on and away. And the tree was relieved. They were happy again. As the sun appeared through the clouds, the tree noticed a little hungry caterpillar had crawled up their trunk and started to snack on their leaves. The tree did not like that. They were upset, maybe even a little angry. What does your angry face look like? Was there a time where you felt angry before? The tree decided to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. The tree let the caterpillar take a few more nibbles of their leaf before carefully helping them back down to the ground. And the tree was happy once again. The sun began to set. What a day! Just like the change in the weather, our emotions come and go. Let's name those emotions as we're feeling them, and let's remember that with a few deep breaths, we can get through those tough emotions and back to a calm place. The end. I hope you enjoyed our story. Before we go, are you up for a little art challenge? With some help from a grown-up, find a piece of paper and something to write with, like a marker or crayon. Can you draw all the emotions we spoke about today? Happy, sad, scared, or angry? Are there other emotions we didn't talk about today? I hope that however it is you're feeling today, that you found a little bit of happiness while listening to this podcast brought to you by the Coalition for Hemophilia B in partnership with Balancing Life's Issues. Until next time, goodbye.